بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dearest children, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today is 6th April and the corresponding Islamic date is 13th Shaban 1441. Today we'll be learning about a very special surah in the glorious Quran. This surah has been referred to as the heart of the Quran. The reason for this is to explain to us how great this surah is, how important this surah is, because the heart is the most important part of the body. If our heart stops working, we will stop working and we will pass away. So like that, the heart of the glorious Quran is also a very important part of the Quran, and by saying it is the heart of the Quran, it is to make us become closer to this surah. Now what is this surah? This surah is known as Surah Yasin. It is in the last two sides of the 22nd juz, and it continues into the first few sides of the 23rd juz. Now, why should we read Surah Yasin? Number one, the reward of Surah Yasin is that person who recites Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the reward of reading the entire Quran 10 times. So a person reads Surah Yasin once, in return for that reading it once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him so much reward that the reward is equal to reading the entire Quran 10 times. That is how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes happy by this action. Another benefit of reading Surah Yasin is that whoever recites Surah Yasin at the beginning of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the rest of the day's work easy for him. So if a person has any difficulty during the day, due to that Surah Yasin in the morning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes that difficulty from him. Our schoolwork becomes easy, our housework becomes easy, our work, going to work becomes easy. All of our daily routine, it becomes very easy and difficulties are removed from our life. Benefits of Surah Yasin continue to even that person who is passing away. First and foremost, that person who reads Surah Yasin, Allah forgives his sins. And with that, if a person recites Surah Yasin in front of a person that is passing away, then this phase of passing away and leaving this world and taking the journey to the hereafter, it becomes very easy to the blessings of reading Surah Yasin. And finally, that person who goes to the graveyard and reads Surah Yasin in the graveyard, then Surah Yasin is so powerful that through this recitation of Surah Yasin, then all of the people that are in the graves that have passed away, that day becomes very comfortable for them inside the grave. So we all need to make it a part of our day that we read Surah Yasin every single day. And the best time to read it is first thing in the morning. So first thing in the morning we should wake up and thereafter read Surah Yasin. After this, if you get time during the day, again read Surah Yasin. And before going to sleep, again read Surah Yasin. But it is a must for all of us that we read Surah Yasin so that these great benefits of Surah Yasin can come into our lives. And finally, I have a challenge for all of you, that right now we have a break from madrasa and school. So we have lots of time. I want you all to make it a target to memorize Surah Yasin during this break. Let us see how many of you can memorize Surah Yasin. If you memorize 3 verses a day, very quickly you will memorize Surah Yasin. And once you have memorized Surah Yasin, then reading Surah Yasin and getting all of the rewards of Surah Yasin, it will become very easy for us. So I'll quickly recap for you that the rewards of that Surah Yasin, it is the heart of the glorious Quran. Number two, the benefits of reading Surah Yasin is that we will get the reward of reading the entire Quran 10 times. The day's work becomes very easy for us. Our sins are forgiven. If it is recited in front of a person passing away, his journey to the hereafter becomes very easy. And if it is recited inside the grave, then the residents of the graveyard, their day becomes very comfortable for them. And finally, our target is that we read Surah Yasin yaseen every single day in the morning, if we can in the evening as well. And on top of that, I want you all to try to memorize Surah Yaseen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring Surah Yaseen into our lives, and this heart of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala place it within our hearts, so that we can become fully blessed and we can have all of the blessings of Surah Yaseen inside our lives as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to practice upon this. Inshallah, we will continue with lessons of the day tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.